This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. We're in Geraldton right now. And of course, when we do an outside broadcast, I always like to explain the setting. So we are in the shade right now, Marine Terrace in Gero, right in front of Gemma Baker Jewellers, where we've been all morning. And the sun's beginning to come out. We're hiding behind a building, so we can't see any of it. Carly, have I missed anything?
No, it just looks like it's going to be a gorgeous day in Gero. And I'm just keen to wrap this up and go enjoy. Because I've never been to Geraldton before.
You haven't, right? No.
And I got to say, I am so impressed. So impressed.
You haven't been done anything yet.
Well, no, but we had dinner on the water, which was gorgeous. Then we watched the sunset. Like, I was sold.
She sold well.
Sold cocktails at Bob's Bar.
Yeah, that's coming up. Let me give you your alpha bucks for tomorrow. Your letter is U for uniform. Don't pick at the answer, Carly.
Oh, sorry.
You little
sorry.
Cheater. try to get the answer. All right. Well, no, that's actually easy. Let's go with, yeah, this is a good one. Your letter is U for uniform. Name me a type of flower. Yeah, that's a hard one, right? What are you going to say? You're going to say a naughty word.
No, I was going to say unique flower.
No, that's not, no. I didn't know how to pronounce these. I know umbrella palm is one of them. Never heard of it. And how do you say that word? Urine, it looks like. Uracena. You're a John Cena? That's something else.
Umbrella palm or
say umbrella palm. Umbrella palm. That's a hard one. I've given you the hardest one, I reckon.
I wouldn't know that.
I don't know that.
You know what? You need to listen to the podcast to get tomorrow's Alpha Bucks, I reckon.
But the people listening right now, they know that.
They know that. So call through 131060. Don't be shy tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Because
and
if you get that one.
That Midwest prize pack too.
That's
everyone
true.
That calls in goes in the door. We've got a lot of stuff we're giving away at the moment.
Doesn't it? When it rains,
we
it pours.
We are like bribing people to listen to
our
show.
Yeah, at the moment we are. And then in about 3 weeks we'll be a desert again. With not a single prize.
The Pilates machine.
Absolutely. Ride the wave while it's up right now.
Beautiful jewelry giveaway for a weekend in Gero. Lots going on.
A lot going on. In fact, so much going on. Let's stop talking so you can enjoy the podcast. Here you go.
Over the weekend, I got invited to go to a barbecue. Now, this is a barbecue that had been hyped up for weeks. Mm-hmm. So, you know when people love to entertain? So, I've got this friend, Zara. It's her wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, we had to reschedule the barbecue. And I had texted her a couple of days out because she's the kind of person that would go and buy everything, have it ready in the fridge, start cooking 4 days out.
Yep, smart.
So anyway, she was like, no worries, but definitely like let me know if this weekend's not a goer.
Yep.
I was like, okay, no worries. She's prepping. She's excited for it. I'm excited for it too. So anyway, all locked in, good to go. And then about a day out from the barbecue, she texts me and she goes, you're not vegetarian, are you?
Like an insult.
And I was like, oh, because I couldn't remember if I'd told her or not. And I said, oh, yeah, I am.
Did you tell everyone? Like, walk down the street, you'd be like, I just let you know I'm vegetarian. It's like, we're at a jewelry store, mate.
I think we have a little card in the wallet.
No, you're actually not that bad. There's a lot worse.
But anyway, and I hate being a fuss, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so fun fact about my friend Zara. The reason why she loves putting on barbecues is because she is Iranian. So she is known for her Iranian barbecues. It's like, you know, she's got all these amazing family traditions and recipes and like it's her wheelhouse cooking them up. And
I've heard everything you've said, but all I'm taking away from that is a lot of meat normally, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
okay.
A day out, she's obviously prepared all these meats. She's good to go and I've thrown a spanner in the works.
Yeah, she's already got along.
Ready? Again, I said to her, no worries, I'll just bring my own food. I don't want to...
Oh, we can't
you know,
do
put
that.
You out. She's like, no, don't worry about it. I'm on it.
Yep.
Okay. So I was like, what is this going to be? So anyway, it was the most gorgeous arrangement of meat you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Slow cooked for hours. You could tell it was beautiful. And you know what and then she did text me again saying, you eat cheese, don't you?
That's a good question.
Alan, I was presented with 7 types of cheeses on the weekend.
Wow.
I have never seen so much cheese in my life. I think I'm 4 parts cheese at this point.
That's awesome. Was it Gouda?
it
was
really
nice of her to bring that along.
It was great. I said
was it
cheese.
Tasty?
keep going.
Nah, it's a bit too cheesy, I feel like now.
Yeah, it's getting a bit cheesy. But anyway, so...
Was anyone else allowed to touch it or was it like nacho cheese?
No, this was like, this is Carly's cheese, you know, like I'd been
just
put on
over
the,
that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, so I had my cheese and then I was like, I wonder what she's going to bring out for the main.
Yeah.
Do you know...
Oh no.
It was a vegetarian pizza.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, but when everyone else is there, I've never been so tempted to give up on vegetarianism. When everyone around me is just like literally making these sounds like Like, you know the sounds. I was there. And here I am with my little seven. It doesn't cut it. That's
doesn't cut the cheese. That's just everything.
I gave you that one. Yep. But yeah. So anyway, I did fall off the wagon.
Did you eat me?
No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't. But geez, never more tempting in my life. But that's one thing I didn't account for: barbecues.
Yeah.
Like I really like. Yeah, I feel like vegetarians, we need to get together and really decide.
You got those fake tofurkies or whatever.
No, I'm not doing fake meat. Nah, I'm sorry. If you're not eating meat, you're not eating it.
You're just going to have to eat meat, mate. Sorry.
Do you know what? I'm not against, though, just getting a cheese platter every time.
Yeah.
Well, sitting in the corner. And I did look a bit weird in the corner. So literally, it was on one of those serving platters. So it was just me in the corner.
I would have put you at the kids' table just so you're out of my eye line because you're offensive, to be honest with you.
Last night, we had a bit of a security breach, I would say. I didn't feel secure for a moment. Anyway, we just checked into our hotel here in Geraldton. And you know I am a bit of an alarmist. I go 0 to 100 pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So as I go to hit the Netflix feature button on the remote, the fire alarm goes off.
That is correct.
This is where we kind of learnt the difference between you and I and who is going to survive and who is not in an emergency.
I think more importantly, who's going to have a heart attack when something goes down, who's going to make their way out of a building very soundly and safely.
But anyway, we actually managed to capture a pretty harrowing moment from last night. This is us out the front of the hotel after just escaping. All right, Alan, we're standing out the front of the hotel because the fire alarm went off.
Yeah.
Feeling a little sheepish in my bare feet.
You're the only one here without shoes on, mate.
I'm also the only one here that would survive.
Yeah, that's not true.
But can you just admit that I am the hero in this situation? Obviously, no fire, thank goodness.
But I stopped
as I ran past your door
to scream my name. And you're like, Alan! And I was like leaving. I'm like, mate, I'm just trying to like finish my beer.
I did have a split second of like every man for himself, and then I thought, no, I'll yell out. And that you're welcome, mate.
And then you were gone. Like, you were down that staircase.
Well, I just was alerting you to the danger in case the alarm didn't work.
You're the only one here without shoes on, and everyone is looking at you.
No time for shoes in emergency.
Nah. Always time for shoes. Yeah, that sums it up.
Lots of takeaways from there. Alan.
You didn't have shoes on.
Well, it was an emergency.
Yep.
It was an emergency. Actually, I did have socks on, which is not great when you're running downstairs. I learnt that, so I did lose a couple of seconds on, you know, having to watch my balance. But I will say, mate, pretty selfless of me to scream your name.
You literally screamed my name, and then I came out. I'm like, yeah.
Because
then
I was going to knock on the door, but I thought, no time, because it's always those split seconds. And you know in those survival shows where they go, there was that split second, and, you know, it always, every
second
counts.
No, the only splitting that happens when you split from me, going straight down those stairs faster than I've ever seen you move before in your life.
By the way, I learned a lot. Like, you are not really meeting the tone of an emergency.
I was cool, calm,
and also
collected.
You're trying to make small talk with people.
Yeah,
on the way
down.
I'm like, don't worry about these people.
Also, I'm saving their lives. Hero. The real hero of Geraldton.
But I did realize that my voice was probably not as loud as the actual alarm going over the in-house speakers.
I don't know, man. You were screaming pretty loud, to be honest with you. Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly and my mum, your dad, right now on Channel 9 and again tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9 and catch up on 9 now. And joining us right now, Carly, a couple of stars from the show who are a lot braver than me. There, I said it. Very, very brave. Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good, thank you.
Morning.
So we've got Tonya and Maret. I hope I'm saying that right.
It's Maret.
Now,
Maret. See, I was going to put way too much cinnamon on it. I was just like, no. What am I going to do with this one?
First and foremost, I'm always fascinated by the concept of this show. And actually, my mum would kill me, even though she's single, if I ever tried to rope her into something like this. Whose idea was this originally?
Obviously mine. Tonya's, yeah. Yeah. So I applied, and then pretty much like the next day someone was calling saying, we're getting you girls on a Zoom ASAP because you have to send in like a video.
Next day? What? You must have done something very special in that video.
Yeah, it was really quick. It all like happened just so fast.
It was literally in a matter of like 2 weeks, the whole thing was done, dusted, sealed, signed, like ready, on.
Wow.
So I feel like they wanted to move quick so you didn't have a chance to pull out. They're just like, go.
We need these two. Come on, quickly.
Did you know that your daughter was watching this all unfold the whole time? Obviously, you know now that you've wrapped up filming, but at the time, did you have any inkling?
No. We were in the house, and Christy was actually the worst for conspiracy theories. So it was always, what's happening? And production was saying, you can't say this, you can't say that. We can't film you saying that. Because we were always trying to come up with what we thought was happening. Had no idea that it was the kids organising the date.
Now, let's talk about who you're paired up with, Heath. Let's be honest, you're not that into him, are you?
Well, it's just really hard. He's so intense so quickly, and I just feel like it's a lot of pressure when I'm more relaxed. So what you don't see before the first day with the dates and choose a date, they actually did say to us, if you don't feel comfortable having a date, don't choose one. So I was like, oh my God, I'm being so brave and tough here. I'm not going to choose a date. I'm really standing up for myself saying I don't have a connection.
And that's it, yeah, and that's the advice that I gave Mum. Don't let anyone, like, bully you. You're there to make a genuine connection. Don't do something if, like, you're really, really going to feel sick to your stomach about. Obviously, you want to get out of your comfort zone a little bit, but if you feel bullied into something, don't do that. Be true to yourself.
Mm. So then I didn't choose, and then I got in trouble. I know. I honestly didn't even know that Heath was really even into me until on last night's episode when he kind of cornered me in the kitchen, and I was like, just shocked, really, to be honest with you. Like, I just thought we were all, you know, getting on, like, I don't know. It's just a lot. It's really intense, and they say on these things that one day is like a week, and it really is like that. And just, we've watched shows before, and I see people crying after someone leaves in a day.
And I'm thinking, like, oh, you're so dramatic, but no, now we know.
What I loved last night, though, was you absolutely calling out one of the other contestants' behaviours, and because I think we've all, as women, had insecurities, especially when it comes to finding love, but I love that you just, you could tell you were coming from a loving place, but you were quick to really call her out.
We've been doing that all day. She'd been melting down all day since we'd gone on the date. So you see a snippet of what really happened. And what I was trying to say to her was that she'd had such a great connection with Shane, and that he was such a nice guy, and she was just absolutely blowing it up and ruining it. And she just kept saying the same thing over and over. And so, yeah, that was what you got to see of it.
Well, we're in Geraldton today. Tell you, plenty of bachelors hanging around if you're keen to come up this way, because we know you're from WA.
Oh, I love Geraldton. Well, love Brolis Island, where we were really meant to go, but we had COVID for my birthday. But, yeah, so you've got to get to Geraldton to go to Brolis.
Well, we'll lure you to a Brolis Islands, but, of course, if you're not comfortable, you can just say no. We now know that. We won't bully you after either, we promise.
Maybe that'd be like a spin-off, Your Mum, My Dad.
Very comfortable. Well, make sure everyone's watching it. My Mum, Your Dad. Thank you so much for your time today, guys, and watch you again tonight, 7:30 or 9.
Thank you, guys.
Let's talk about the on-air conversation about relationships. Carly, you and myself, not with each other, but are in successful relationships, we like to believe.
Successful, Jesus.
Well, we're still together. You've been 12 years together, 11?
Yeah.
You're closer to 12 now. Yeah. 10 years, and then you got married in 10-year anniversary, just like I did with my wife.
I know.
So yeah. I've been with my wife for 18 years. It's not a competition. I'm winning, but it's not a competition. But a study has been done. A bunch of psychologists have got together and done a lab study, and they have managed to predict with a 94% accuracy level of whether a marriage will stay together from one simple test.
Yeah, now often when we bring these studies to the show, I'll be honest, they don't hold much weight or legitimacy, because it'll be like they did a sample size of 200 people.
I've seen some of 30. Yeah. They've gone the other one, that video going on the other day, was literally they sampled 30 people, and I was just like, 30? That's just like a classroom.
So not only are they predicting with 94% accuracy, but they studied more than 40,000 couples who have all been married for 35 years or older. So it doesn't get more legitimate than this data, I think.
Yeah, and there's one way, and it's a very simple technique. And to be honest, it's going to make you rethink things in your marriage probably after we tell you. But what they call it is the turning toward test.
Yeah, so basically, this is whether or not, this is going to predict whether or not you're going to get a divorce. So,
actually, we should maybe play like a little bit of a role playing game, right?
Okay. So, say you and I are a married couple, and I'll be like, hey, Alan, look at this beautiful, shiny Gemma Baker bracelet that I just purchased.
I'm like, what? Whose money?
And I think that's pretty pretty safe to say we're heading for divorce. We've got marriage issues. We've got financial issues. No, but what the kind of exchange is you acknowledging your partner and giving them what they call a bid for attention, yeah, and actually like legitimizing them going, hey, look at me, or listen to me.
So there's three ways essentially they've summed it up to. There's turning towards. So what would happen is in that case, I would turn towards you and then I'd acknowledge you would have a chat, or I'd turn away because I'm not interested, I'm a bit like busy or whatever. And then there's turning against, and that's where I'd shut you down like I just did.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, so basically, if you're turning towards and you're engaged, they're the couples that make it. They're the ones that are interested in each other. The wind's just picked up.
You know what I think too? It's becoming harder and harder, and as we know, divorce rates are going up. And I reckon, now this isn't in the sample study.
No, this is going to be interesting.
I reckon.
We've heard what the psychologists have to say. What does Carly think?
No, but I think that it does actually make sense that the divorce rates are going up when we've got more things bidding for our attention now more than ever, like with screens in front of us. So we're not making those connections with our partner anymore.
Yeah, like, when was the last time you went for a drive and just listened to each other and didn't have music on?
Oh, jeez. I can't. Oh, that sounds like...
Oh, I am 18 years in and you're only, what is it, a measly 12? Amateur numbers over there.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.